Sometimes you find yourself with people who may not understand that you are a woman when you are dressed as a man. Not everyone may immediately understand that you are a woman. This does not make you less of a woman. You know, this does not make you less of a woman. You are still a woman, still totally a woman. Imagine another woman. Imagine another woman in a cafe, another woman in a restaurant. You are in the cafe. You are in the restaurant. She is dressed in men's clothes. She's not wearing any makeup. You presume she's a man. You assume she's a man. This does not make her a man. This does not make her a man. She's still a woman. Still completely a woman. Suppose you are the woman. Suppose you are dressed in men's clothes. You aren't making any special effort to be feminine. Suppose you are not even speaking in your best feminine voice. You are relaxed. You are with friends. You are with friends who don't know you are a woman. You are with friends who know you as a man. You are with friends you think you are a man. It is okay to let them think this. Deep inside, they know you are a woman. They really know you are a woman, but they know you as a man. You were introduced to them as a man, so naturally think you are a man, but they know unconsciously that you are a woman. They know unconsciously that you are feminine. The way that you behave, the things that you say, your personality. Your personality is so feminine. You have a feminine personality. Everyone sees that personality. Everyone sees that you are a girl. Everyone can see you are a girl. But they want to pretend you are a man. They want to pretend you are a man because you were introduced to them as a man. Imagine that you meet a girl. She is dressed in men's clothes. She has short hair. Her voice is not especially feminine. She isn't wearing makeup. She isn't wearing jewelry. The friend introducing you refers to her as him. He refers to her as him. When she's introduced, her name is Robin. Robin can be a woman or a man, but your friend implies that she's a man. You presume she's a man. For all these reasons, you presume she's a man. But she's still a girl. She's really a girl. You understand this. You see that she is a girl. You suspect that she is a girl. She seems so feminine. Her personality is so feminine. So soft and elegant. She has poise and grace. She seems so feminine. You have to treat her as a man. But you feel she is a woman. You have to treat her like a man. You have to treat her like a man. You have to pretend she's a man. As time goes by. As time goes by, this becomes natural. You have learned to be pretend she's a man. If asked, you would say she's a man. But inside you understand. You see that she's so feminine. Instinctively you know she is a girl, but you have to pretend she's a man. You pretend so long that it becomes natural to you. You pretend so long that it becomes natural to you. This is the way it is with your friends. This is the way it is with your lover. They sense that you are feminine. They can tell that you are feminine. Your personality is so feminine. The way that you behave, the things that you say, the way that you walk, your graceful walk, your lovely expressive walk, your movements. They are so delicate. Everything you do is delicate. You have such elegance. You have so much grace. You seem to glow. You seem to glow in the way that women glow. They sense this. They understand this. But they have learned to pretend that you are a man. They have learned to pretend that you are a man. They have learned to pretend that you are a man. They like you. They care about you. Your lover loves you. She really loves you. She totally loves you. Your friends like you. Your friends care about you. You are a good friend. You are a good lover. People like you. They like you because of your personality. They like you because of your feminine personality. Being feminine is nice. Being feminine is good. Being feminine makes you happy. And happy people are fun to be with. Being feminine makes you kind and loving. And kind people make good friends. Being feminine makes you positive and optimistic. You are always positive and optimistic. This makes you a good friend. This makes you a good lover. This makes you a good person. This makes you someone that people like. This makes you someone that people like to spend time with. You are free to express your femininity. You are constantly expressing your femininity. It is in everything about you. Everything that you say. Everything that you do. You are always free to express your femininity, but sometimes you feel embarrassed. Sometimes you feel inhibited. Sometimes you feel like you have to hide being feminine. Sometimes you feel embarrassed to be yourself. You want to dress differently. You want to behave differently. You want people to know you are a girl. You want people to know you are a girl, but you can't tell them. You can't just tell them. They know you as a man. They know you as a man. This is the problem. This is the problem. You are afraid to be more openly feminine with your friends. You are afraid to be more openly feminine with your lover. It would confuse them. It would upset them. They have come to think of you as a man. They have come to think of you as a man. You can't just announce you are really a girl. You can't just announce you are really a girl. It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair to them. You can put yourself in their place. You easily put yourself in their place. Imagine that your girlfriend just told you out of the blue. Just told you out of the blue that she was really a man. Imagine how it would feel. How it would feel. If your wife told you she was really a man, you would be hurt. You would be confused. You might be angry. You might be afraid. Above all, you might be afraid. Would she want to physically change? Would she want to have a penis? Would she want to start taking hormones? If not that, would she want to cut her really short? Would she want to wear only men's clothes? Would she try to change her voice? Change her voice to make it deeper. Change her voice to have a man's voice. Imagine how that might feel. Imagine how that might confuse you. Imagine how that might hurt you. So you just can't make an announcement. You can't just come out and say I'm a girl. You can't just come out and say I want to be a girl. But there are other things. There are other things that you can do. I'm going to explain how to be more feminine. I'm going to explain how to be more openly feminine. More openly feminine without hurting your lover. Without shocking your friends. Remember that you are already a woman. You are already a woman or you wouldn't feel this way. You are a woman. You are really a woman. You are a woman already. You just want to express it more openly. This is what you want, to express it more openly. Let's start with the simplest thing. The simplest thing is the embarrassment you sometimes feel when you act like a girl. You are embarrassed if your girlfriend notices you are sitting down to pee. You are embarrassed if your girlfriend notices that you are shaving your underarms, plucking your eyebrows, wearing a little makeup, wearing perfume. You would be embarrassed. You are too embarrassed to do these things. You are too embarrassed to wear perfume. You are too embarrassed to wear makeup. To wear makeup that she might notice. Maybe a little tinted sunscreen. But not really makeup. Not real makeup. Because you'd be too embarrassed. This is your male ego. This is your male ego speaking. It makes you embarrassed. It makes you feel embarrassed when you behave like a girl. You have to get rid of your male ego. You are a woman now, but a portion, just a tiny portion of your old male ego remains. A small portion of your male ego is still there. It clings to you. It clings to you. You have to let it go. You have to consciously let it go. It takes patience and effort. Patience and effort. But you can do it. You can do it right now. Right now. Right now you are going to do it. You are going to let go of the last part of your male ego. The part of you that is embarrassed to wear makeup. The part of you that is embarrassed when you sit down to pee. The part of you that thinks you have to behave like the man some people presume you to be. You have to let go of this. You have to let of this. Let it go. Let it go now. Let it go. Hear my words. Obey my words. Let it go. Let the last of the male ego. The last of the male ego. It clings to you. It clings to you. But you are letting it go. You are letting it go. You are letting it go now. 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 You are letting go of it now. It will be easier now. With your residual male ego gone, it will be easier. You have to understand that your embarrassment comes from the male ego. Embarrassment comes still thinking of yourself as a man. This is important. It is important that you understand this. Your embarrassment is there for a reason. It's there because part of you still thinks of yourself as a man. Your embarrassment comes from still thinking of yourself as a man. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. It holds you back. The embarrassment is just a symptom of the larger problem. The larger problem is the lingering male ego. Embarrassment is a warning. It is a warning that you need to let go, that you need to let go of that residual male ego. It is there in other ways. It is there in many ways. It is hidden inside you, still lurking inside. The embarrassment is just its clearest expression. But this is good. The embarrassment is good, because you can use it to find the male ego. We are going to use the embarrassment to find the male ego. We are going to use the embarrassment to finally destroy the male ego. You feel the embarrassment because you are still thinking of yourself as male. This is so obvious. You wouldn't be embarrassed to wear a dress. If you were a woman, it would be totally fine for a woman to wear a dress. You are afraid to wear a dress. You are embarrassed to wear a dress because still you think of yourself as a man sometimes. You have to stop this. You have to stop this. You must stop this. You will stop this. You will stop this. When you can overcome this embarrassment, when you overcome this symbol of your male ego, you'll find your masculinity slipping away in other ways, in less obvious ways, in more subtle ways. When you are not embarrassed to do girlish things, when you are not embarrassed to do girlish things, you will be a girl. When you are not embarrassed to do girlish things, when you are not embarrassed to do girlish things, you will be a girl. You simply have to let go of the male ego, let go of the embarrassment go, let the male ego go. You are not a man. You are not a man. You know you are not a man. You should not act like a man. You should not act like a man. There is no reason to be embarrassed when you act girlish. You are a girl and girls can be girlish. There is no reason to be embarrassed when you act girlish. You are a girl and girls can be girlish. When you feel embarrassed, it is because you are feeling masculine. When you feel embarrassed, just remember you are a girl. Just remember you are a girl. Remember that you are a girl and girls can be girlish. It is totally natural. It is totally fine. You are a girl and you should act girlish. You are a girl and you should act girlish. You will not be embarrassed when you are girlish. You will not be embarrassed when you are girlish. You will not be embarrassed when you are girlish. You will not be embarrassed when you are girlish. You will not be embarrassed when you are girlish. Now. Now your embarrassment is gone. Your embarrassment is gone. But you are still with your friends who think you are a man. You are still with your girlfriend who thinks you are a man. You aren't embarrassed anymore. You aren't embarrassed around them anymore. You see that you can act girlish around them. You see that you don't have to be embarrassed to be girlish. You are a girl and girls are girlish. You are a girl, and it is nice for girls to act girlish. Understand. Understand why you are embarrassed to be girlish in front of others. You are embarrassed because you may seem less masculine in their eyes. You are embarrassed because you fear that comment on your behavior, comment in ways that questions your masculinity. But this is okay. This is okay. You aren't masculine. You aren't masculine at all. It is okay to seem feminine to them. It is okay to seem feminine because you are feminine. It is okay if they question your masculinity. It is okay if they question your masculinity since you don't have any masculinity. You are embarrassed because you don't want them to know you are girlish, but you do want them to think you are girlish. You want them to see. You want them to understand. You want them to understand too, that you are girlish. It is the same with your lover. You don't want to shock her. You don't want to hurt her, but you want her to see. You want her to understand. You want her to understand that you are feminine. Here is where things get easier. Things are easier with your friends. Things are easier with your lover. Easier when you don't have a male ego. It's the male ego that makes you embarrassed. It's the male ego that makes you embarrassed. With it gone, you won't be embarrassed. With the male ego finally gone, you won't be embarrassed at all. But you still have to be considerate of your friends. You still have to be considerate of your lover. You can't just appear in the dress. It would shock them. It would shock her. It would be cruel. It would be unkind. Even when you are totally at ease with your femininity, even when you feel no embarrassment at all expressing your femininity, you would want to be considerate with your lover, with your friends. But with the embarrassment gone, everything becomes easier. With the embarrassment gone, things become so easy. Suppose that you tell your girlfriend that you want to wear perfume. Before, you might have been embarrassed because it made you seem girlish, but you like being girlish now. Now you don't have any masculine side to be embarrassed to wear perfume. You know, you understand instinctively that it's fine to wear perfume. You know that there is nothing wrong with wearing perfume. You are a girl and girls wear perfume. Nothing odd about it. Nothing embarrassing about it. But you still need to consider how your lover might react. But here is the difference. Here is the big difference. With your male ego gone, you worry about her reaction only the way you worry about ordinary things. It's not that you worry about her not thinking you are not man enough, since you know that you aren't a man at all. When you say you want to wear perfume, when you tell her you want to wear perfume, you have to wonder how she'll react. You have to wonder how she'll react. But what is at stake is not your self-respect. Because your self-respect isn't tied to being masculine. Before you might have worried that she would think you are weak. Afraid that she might think you are a sissy. Afraid that she might think that you are more interested in men than girls. But you don't worry about those things anymore. You aren't afraid to be weak. because it is okay for girls to be weak. You aren't afraid to be a sissy, because you are a sissy. You aren't afraid that she will think you are gay, because you know that you still prefer women to men. Before you, self-respect might have been at stake. Your self-respect might have been at stake in her reaction, but now everything is different. Everything is different now. You are concerned about her reaction, but only in the way you would about some other ordinary, mundane thing. You don't worry about her reaction to you wearing perfume any more than you would worry about her reaction to a new pair of shoes you picked up. Perhaps she won't like the shoes. Perhaps she will think the shoes don't look good on you. Perhaps she will think the shoes don't fit your style. That would be okay. That would be okay. Perhaps you'd agree. Perhaps you'd agree that the shoes don't work. Or perhaps you just agree not to wear them because she didn't like them. This is the way it is with girlish things now. This is the way it would be with the perfume. If she didn't like the perfume, it would be okay. Your self-respect isn't at stake. Your image of yourself as a good lover is not at stake. Perhaps you'll see why she says the perfume won't work for you. Perhaps you'll decide not to wear it just to please her. And that is okay. That is okay. It's not a big deal. It wouldn't be a major problem. It could be the same with makeup. Suppose you told your lover that wanted to wear a little makeup. Nothing too dramatic. Nothing extreme. Just a little foundation. Maybe nothing more than a tinted sunscreen. Maybe a tiny bit of mascara. Maybe a tiny bit of blush. You could ask her opinion. You would ask her for help in deciding what to wear, her help and how to apply it. If she didn't think it was a good idea, if she didn't think it suited you, it would be okay. It would be okay. There would be no need to be embarrassed. There would be not need to feel you had made a fool of yourself. It would be just like the shoes. Perhaps she didn't like the shoes. Perhaps she thought the shoes were a bad choice. Just as the shoes wouldn't threaten your self-image. Just as the shoes wouldn't make you afraid you were letting her down. Just as the shoes wouldn't make you feel less loved. The same would be true of the makeup. The same would be true of the perfume. You see at once. You see at once what all this means. You can be natural in your femininity. You can be spontaneous in your femininity, because so little is at stake. So long as you consider it, so long as you are thoughtful in how you broach these subjects, you can bring up girlish things with your lover. You can bring up girlish things with your friends. Just be natural. Just be unaffected. If you take this attitude, if you are matter of fact, if you are matter of fact, when you bring up the perfume, if you are matter of fact, when you discuss the makeup, she will sense your confidence. She will understand that it is just like the shoes. She will understand that you are not making some kind of declaration. She will understand that you aren't trying to tell her that you want to be a girl. She will understand that you aren't telling her you want to wear a dress. She will understand that you aren't changing your relationship in any dramatic way. You just want to wear perfume because perfume makes you smell nice, because female perfumes are nice than male colognes. She will understand you just want to wear makeup, just a little makeup, because it will help you look nice. She will understand that you don't want to paint your face like a tart. She will understand that you just want to look nice. It won't shock her. It won't upset it. Not if she sees that it is not important to you. Not if she sees that you aren't making some kind of declaration. It's likely she will accept the perfume. It is likely she will accept the perfume. If you explain it just right, you can tell her you just want to smell nice. You can tell her you've never liked male cologne, but you like perfume. You have always loved perfume. You can tell her that you've read that many men are now wearing perfume. It is only a scent. It is only a scent. What difference does it make? If you call it perfume or cologne, you want her to help you pick out something nice, something that suits you. It is likely she will like the idea of you wearing makeup. When she understands you just want to look nicer, you don't want to paint your face like a tart, you just want to have smoother skin, you just want to have nicer skin, just a little foundation, maybe just a little blush. You can tell her that many men are now wearing makeup, just a little makeup, for the perfume, for all the other girly things you want to do. You can tell her what is true. You are comfortable enough with your gender, confident enough with your gender, to not worry about these rules. You aren't afraid to wear perfume if it makes you smell nice. You aren't afraid to wear makeup if it makes you look nice, and so on. You aren't afraid to pee sitting down. It makes the bathroom cleaner. You don't have to worry about putting the seat down. You can tell her what is true, that you don't feel bound to follow these stereotypes. You don't feel bound to follow these old-fashioned rules. You are secure about yourself. You are secure. You aren't afraid to bend the rules. You aren't afraid to bend the rules. Wearing a little makeup, wearing some perfume, plucking your eyebrows, taking care of your hair. You aren't afraid of these things. You want to look nice. You want to look nice for her. You want to look nice for her. You can reassure her. You can reassure her if she worries. You can reassure her if she worries that this is strange. You can reassure her if she worries that this is weird. You just have to be confident. You just have to be nonchalant. You just have to not be embarrassed. If you are confident, if you are nonchalant, if you are not embarrassed, she will see. She will understand that she doesn't have to worry. She will see. She will understand that you are still you. She will understand that you are still the one she loves. You can tell her. You can tell her what could be the truth, that you've been hearing about all this talk about metrosexuals, about men who take care of their appearance, about men who take a feminine pride in their appearance. Why should women be the only ones to care about their appearance? Men can do it too. Men are doing it too. Plucking their eyebrows, getting a manicure, taking care of themselves, wearing perfume, wearing a little makeup. It's fashionable now. The metrosexual fashion. You like it. You like the idea. You want to look your best. You want to look your best for her. You want to take time to look nice. You want to take time to look nice for her. You tell her truth. You aren't embarrassed to wear makeup. You tell her the truth. You aren't embarrassed to wear perfume. You can tell her the truth. You wouldn't be embarrassed to visit the salon. You wouldn't be embarrassed to get a nice haircut. You wouldn't even be embarrassed to color your hair. You wouldn't even be embarrassed to get a perm. You wouldn't be embarrassed to get a weave to have longer hair. Wouldn't be embarrassed to get a perm if it worked for you. You wouldn't be embarrassed to get a weave if worked for you. You are not a slave to convention. You are not a slave to convention. You don't care what other people might think. Why should you care what other people think? You aren't afraid. You aren't embarrassed. You want to look your best. You want to look your best for her. Stylish men are doing all these things. Stylish men. Metrosexual men. Perfume and makeup. A manicure. Taking care in how your hair looks. You can do those things too. It doesn't make you gay. It doesn't make you gay. Brad Pitt isn't gay. George Clooney isn't gay. They are just metrosexual. That is all. That is all you want to be. Remember that you are a girl. You are a girl. If you like men, it means you are straight. You are a girl. You are a girl. And even if you like men, it would mean you are straight. You tell your wife. You can promise your wife. You can honestly promise. You can honestly promise that you are not gay. Just remember that with all these changes, all these girlish changes, they are not about your male ego. They are not about your self-respect. They don't define you. They don't define what kind of person you are. You can tell her this. You can tell her this. All these things, all these girlish things, are just about fashion, just about being fashionable, just about looking nice. If you say this, if you really mean this, if you say it nonchalantly, if you say it with confidence, if you say it as if you were no more invested in than you would be with the shoes, but you have to believe it. You really have to mean it. If you do, she will understand. She won't be threatened. She won't be confused. She will sense your confidence. She will see that there is nothing important at stake. She will see it is not some big issue. She will see that it is not more important than if you had a new pair of shoes. She will see that if you wear perfume, you are not turning into someone else. She will see that if you color your hair, you are not turning into someone else. This is the reassurance she needs. This is the reassurance she deserves. You see, it is easy. You see, it is so easy. It is easy for you because you are not embarrassed. It is totally easy for you because you are not embarrassed. No matter how she might react, no matter how she reacts, you won't be embarrassed. You won't be embarrassed because your male ego is gone. Now suppose, just suppose, that she doesn't like the idea of you wearing perfume. Suppose she says that this makes you gay. Suppose she says that this makes you effeminate. You are not embarrassed. You just reply that you are not gay. That she is silly to think that. She knows that you are not. She will sense your confidence when you don't react badly. When you answer as if she were just being silly. When you are not defensive. When you are not embarrassed. She will see. She will see that she was wrong. She will see. She will see that she doesn't have to worry. Remember, it is just like you are discussing a new pair of shoes. It's not more important than that. If she really hates the idea of the perfume, you can let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go for now. Say, let's forget about it for now. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it some other time. It's not that important. It's just not very important. She will see. She will see your confidence. And later, and weeks later, some weeks later, when you have made progress in other ways, when you have made progress in doing other girlish things, she will not be so afraid. She will not be so threatened. She will see that the other girlish things didn't make you someone else. She will see that the other girlish things didn't make you someone she didn't like. This is important. This is essential. This takes us to the next step, the next big step. This is to see that the process is progressive. This is to see that the feminization process is progressive. When your partner accepts that you are doing one girlish thing that doesn't change you, which doesn't change you, or makes you better, she won't mind the next girlish thing. If she sees that wearing perfume didn't change you, if she sees that wearing perfume didn't make you gay, she won't mind. If you want to perm your hair, if she sees that wearing perfume makes you happy, if she sees that wearing perfume makes you happy and doesn't make you gay, she will accept it. She will understand. She will accept the next girlish thing you want to do, because she will understand. She will understand that it will make you happy. She will understand that didn't make you gay. In this way you can revisit things that she couldn't accept at first. Suppose she didn't like the perfume. Suppose you said you'd forget about the perfume for now. But later after you've done other girlish things, you can remind her. You can remind her that getting your hair done didn't make you gay. You can remind her that getting your hair done didn't make you a different person. You can tell her that wearing perfume will make you happy. You will ask her to understand about the perfume. You might even just buy some perfume. You don't have to ask her. You don't always have to ask her. Just buy some perfume. Buy some nice perfume. Nothing too extreme. Nothing too powerful. And just start wearing it. Just start wearing it. And see how she reacts. Just tell her the truth. Tell her you want to smell good. You want to smell good. And you don't like male cologne. Be nonchalant. Be confident. Don't be embarrassed. You could do the same with your hair. Just go get your hair done, or get a manicure, or have your ears pierced. You don't have to tell her in advance. You don't have to get her permission. Asking first makes seem stranger. Asking first implies uncertainty. Maybe just buy yourself some perfume. Maybe just visit the salon. This may be better. This might work better. There's no need to ask. Take a first step. Take a small first step. Just do it. Buy yourself perfume. Get a manicure. Get a nicer, more feminine haircut. And then be nonchalant. Don't be embarrassed. Just explain. Just explain you want to look nice. Do this. Do this. Just get some perfume. Just have your hair done. Do it before you talk about it. Do it before you talk about the heterosexuals. Maybe she will like it. Maybe she will understand instantly. And if not, just don't be embarrassed. Just pass it off as any other thing. It is just a haircut. It was just a visit to the salon. It was just buying some fragrance. It's not a big deal. Don't let her make a big deal out of it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And then not be embarrassed about it. Explain if you have to. Explain nicely if you have to. But just do it. And then sometime later, some weeks later, you could move on to makeup. You could buy some foundation. You could buy some tinted sunscreen. And just start wearing it. Explain if she notices. Explain if you have to. But if you don't eventually tell her, ask if she has noticed. And ask her for help. Ask her for help in putting on makeup. In picking out the best makeup. You can be nonchalant. You can be totally at ease. Explain if you have to. Explain nicely. Explain that you want to look nice. Explain that it doesn't make you gay. Explain that you just want to look your best. Explain that other men are doing it now. Explain about the heterosexuals. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. If you are confident. If you are matter of fact. If you are confident, she will understand. If you are confident, she will understand. In this way you can slowly introduce your feminine side. In this way you can slowly become more openly feminine. Do it slowly. Do it gradually. Put yourself in her place. Put yourself in the place of your friends. No huge steps. No declarations about being a woman. No declarations about wanting to be a woman. Just small things. Just tiny steps. Just tiny steps she can accept. Just tiny steps your friends can accept. All the time you are making these changes. You will also be making other changes. Making more important changes. More important changes in how you think of your lover. More important changes in how you treat your lover. More important changes in how you think of yourself. More important changes in how you relate to your lover, how you relate to your friends. Becoming a woman means changing your personality. It means having a feminine personality. You will be developing your feminine personality. You will become positive. You will become more optimistic. You will be more positive. You will always focus on the positive. You will be kind and nurturing. You will treat everyone with kindness and love. You will be more affectionate. You will be more giving. You will be more openly affectionate. You will be more giving. You will be loving. You will be kind and affectionate. You will be more openly affectionate. You will be more emotional. You will find your feelings and let them out. You will take time to find your feelings. You will take time to find your feelings and help them to grow. Above all, you will open up to your partner. You will be more communicative. You will open up to her. You will tell her everything every day. You will want to tell her everything every day. You will treat her as your best friend. You will tell her everything every day. Important things. Things on your mind. Things you worry about. The things you dream about. You will tell her everything every day. Trivial things. Minor things. The little things that happen to you during the day. Passing thoughts. You will tell her everything every day. This is how women are. This is what women do. This is why women make better friends. This is why women make better lovers. Everyone knows that women make better friends. Everyone knows that women make better partners. This is because women are more sharing. This is because women are more emotional. This is because women are more giving. This is because women share their thoughts and their feelings. Everyone knows that women make better friends. Everyone knows that women make better lovers. You are a woman now. You think and feel the way women do. You are more talkative. You are more sharing. You are more emotional. You are more of all the things that make women special. Above all, you will have become closer to your partner. You will have become so much closer to your partner. This is what women want. This is what all women want. A lover who is more talkative. A lover who shares their thoughts and feelings. A lover who tells them everything. Tells them everything. Every day. You will have become that kind of person. As you become more feminine, you will become that kind of person. Your partner will notice. Your partner will be so happy. Your partner will notice. Your partner will like the changes in you. Your partner will be so happy. You will make your partner so happy. Imagine it. Imagine that you and your lover are a lesbian couple. This is what you want. This is what you want more than anything. To be part of a lesbian couple. To have a woman to love her. To have a woman you can love as another woman. This is what you want. This is what you want more than anything. To be part of a lesbian couple. To love a woman as another woman does. It's not just about the sex. It's not even mostly about the sex. It is about the closeness. It's about how close two women can be. This is what you want. That special connection. That special connection of love. You want to be part of a lesbian couple. You want to love a woman the way another woman does. It will happen. As you become more feminine, this is exactly what will happen. It will happen. As you become more feminine, you will be two women together. Your partner will sense this. Your partner will understand. Perhaps not consciously. Perhaps not in so many words. But she will sense that you are happier. She will know that she is happier. She will know that you are happier as a couple, that you have a stronger relationship, that you have a healthier relationship. This is the key. This is the miraculous key. Just by becoming female, just by letting your femininity out, build a stronger relationship. You build a healthier relationship with your partner. You become closer. You become so much closer. You become closer than you were before. Here is the miracle. Here is what makes everything easy. You didn't do this for any reason. You didn't become closer for any reason aside being closer. You didn't build a healthier relationship for any reason besides wanting a healthier relationship. You didn't make her happier for any reason other than wanting her to be happy. But now that all these things have happened, now she's in a better position to understand your femininity. When you get so close, when you become so closer, when you are so strongly connected, when you are like one person, when the two of you are truly almost one person, it will be easier for her to understand. It will be easier for her to understand your femininity. When you become totally close, when you become totally connected, when your love is so established, when your love is so strong, you can tell her anything. You could tell her everything. The things that might have shocked her earlier, the things that you couldn't say without being cruel, she might understand them now. She could understand them now. Now that you are so close, now that you are so close, you might still have to reassure her. You might still have to reassure her that this doesn't endanger your relationship. But if you can, you could tell her everything. You could tell her everything. She will accept it. She will accept you. She will accept it because she loves you. She will accept it because she wants you to be happy. She will instinctively have learned that your being girlish is okay because you have been doing all these small girlish things. She will have seen that wearing perfume didn't endanger your relationship. Coloring your hair didn't endanger your relationship. Plucking your eyebrows didn't endanger your relationship. None of the girlish things you did threatened her. None of the girlish things you did threatened your relationship. You have to believe. It really has to be true. It really has to be true. You have to love her more than anything. You have to love her more than yourself. You have to love her more than you want to be a girl. You have to be willing to put her first. This is what women do. This is what being feminine means. You have to be honest with her. You have to tell her that you want to be more feminine. You have to tell her that you identify as a woman. You have to tell her that you are asking for acceptance. You have to tell her the truth. You have to tell her that being more feminine will make you happy. You have to tell her that you need it to really be happy. You have to trust her. You have to trust her to accept it. When you are that close, when the two of you are so close, you have to trust that she will accept it. You have to trust that she will understand. But you also have to be willing to let her decide. You have to be willing to let her decide. Remember that you love her more than being a girl. As much as you want to be a girl, you love her more. Tell her exactly that. She's the most important thing to you. She's the most important thing. She comes first. Let her decide how much she can accept. Suppose for instance, that she didn't want you to be a girl 24/7. Suppose she could accept that you are a girl inside. Suppose she could totally accept that you are a girl inside, but she didn't want you to try to live like a girl all the time. She didn't want you to dress like a girl all the time. Not all the time. She thought it was okay to be a girl inside all the time. She thought it was okay to dress as a girl sometimes. Suppose she could accept all that. She would try to accept all that, but she wanted you to only be a part-time girl. Just sometimes. You'd have to understand that this was okay. You'd have to understand that this was totally okay. You'd have to be grateful. You'd have to be more than grateful. If she set those rules, you would be so lucky. You would be so lucky to have a partner like that. She might be able to accept much less. Perhaps she could accept only much less. Perhaps she said she had to admit it troubled her. Perhaps she said she would try, but that it was hard. You'd have to accept that. You'd have to accept that completely. You'd have to accept that with love. You'd have to accept that you were lucky. You would be so lucky to have a partner like that. This is the way it has to be. I'm going to review. Before we end the session, I'm going to review. Here is the process for letting your femininity out. Here is the process for becoming more of a girl. Here is how to let your partner accept it. Here is how to become a girl without hurting your partner. First, you have to finish your feminization inside. Finish your feminization on the inside. You have to let go of your male ego. You have to finally let go of your male ego. Let go. Let it go. Let it go entirely. Let it go completely. When it is completely gone, you won't be embarrassed. You'll know it is gone. You'll know it is totally gone when acting girlish doesn't embarrass you. Remember that you have to let go of your masculinity. Completely. Totally. Let go of all your masculinity. It is still inside you in little ways. The easiest place to see it, the easiest place to find it, is an embarrassment. Embarrassment when you act girlish. Embarrassment when others think you aren't manly. Embarrassment when others think you aren't manly. You have to let it go. You have to feel free to be girlish. You have to feel truly free, really free, really free on the inside, really free and on the inside to be girlish. You have to not care. You have to really not. You have to really not care. When people think you aren't manly, you can't just say it. You can't just pretend. You have to really not care. To not care at all. To not even notice. Remember that girls don't even notice. If people think that they aren't manly, girls don't notice. If people think they aren't manly, why should they be manly? It doesn't even occur to them to be manly. It doesn't even occur to them that anyone expects them to be manly. This is what you must achieve. You must reach a state where you realize that no one expects you to act like a man. You must reach this state. You must reach the state where you realize that no one expects you to act like a man. Second, you have to slowly introduce your partner. Second, you have to slowly introduce your partner to your femininity. Pick little things, small things. Wearing perfume, taking better care of your appearance, piercing your ears. Just do them. Just do them without embarrassment. Just do them without being self-conscious. Just do them. Just do them nonchalantly. Just do them with confidence. And she will understand. You can explain. You can reassure her. You can explain that you are secure. You can explain that you are secure in your sexuality to be bent the rules. You can explain that you are secure enough to not care what anyone thinks. You can explain that the rules are changing, that fashions are changing. Men can wear perfume now. Men can color their hair now. It's the metrosexual thing. It's the metrosexual thing. It doesn't mean you are gay. It doesn't make you effeminate or silly. Famous people, men do it. Lots of men do it. Third, remember that as you become more feminine, your personality is changing. You are becoming more talkative. You are becoming more affectionate. You are opening up to your partner. You find yourself telling her everything. Every day, you tell her everything. Every day, your thoughts and feelings, your hopes and dreams. You tell her everything. Every day, you are becoming closer. You want to be closer. You want to be so close to her. You will treat her as your best friend. You will treat her as your best friend. You see that the goal is to part of a lesbian couple. You want to be part of a lesbian couple. You want to love a woman the way a woman does. You want to love your partner the way another woman would. This will make you both so close. This will make relationships stronger. This will make your relationship healthier. You will become very close. You will become incredibly close. Eventually you will be close enough. You'll eventually be close enough that you can tell her about being a woman. You will be so close. You will be so close that you will be able to tell her. You will be so close. You will be so close that you will be able to accept it.